I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 27th. A proposal for a new marijuana retail store on Brook Road in South Quincy has been continued. The zoning board yesterday continued the hearing until May 7th to allow for the city to conduct its own traffic study. A traffic study submitted by the applicant indicated the new shop would generate 700 new car trips during weekdays and 900 on Saturdays. Zoning officials expressed concern about the number of traffic trips and the impact it would have on the neighborhood. Officials also expressed concern about the location of the new shop, which would be in walking distance of another retail marijuana store. The recently approved $1.2 trillion spending bill that was approved by Congress contains some special earmarks for Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch explains that funding is included for public safety and infrastructure improvements, including $4 million for a new central fire headquarters. Mayor said the city already owns the property across from central fire headquarters on Quincy Avenue for a new fire headquarters, and he says the city will keep the current headquarters building for future storage or for other uses. A serious crash in Hanover left one person trapped and nearby residents without power last night. Fire officials say it happened in front of the Hanover Police Station on Rockland Street at about 10:30. Photos shared by the fire department show a severely damaged sedan that crashed into a pole. One person found and trapped in the car was hospitalized after being freed. Their condition is unclear. The crash caused a power outage in the area shortly after 11 last night. The agency said there were about 30 customers without power. Rockland Street was shut down after the crash, which remains under investigation. A judge yesterday declining to dismiss the murder charges against Karen Reed, largely rejecting the defense team's staggering claims of prosecutorial misconduct during the early stages of the high-profile legal saga. Reed's lawyers declined to comment on the new ruling. For his part, Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey said his office looks forward to presenting the case to the jury as soon as possible. The 44-year-old Reed's accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, after a night of bar hopping in January of 2022. Prosecutors say the Mansfield woman backed her SUV into O'Keefe while dropping him off at an after party and then left him to die outside a fellow officer's home in Canton. Meantime, lawyers for Reed say she's being framed, alleging a widespread cover-up among law enforcement and witnesses. The defense alleged earlier this month that prosecutors failed to disclose investigators' personal relationships with witnesses during grand jury proceedings, which led to Reed's indictment on murder charges. Notably, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts is conducting an inquiry into the state's investigation around O'Keefe's death. Reed's next court date is April 12th. In a disclosure that hinted that further transactions are necessary, state care officials receiving notifications yesterday in connection with the proposed sale of Steward Healthcare. The Office of Senator Ed Markey issued a press release that Minnesota-based Optum Financial has purchased the physician group of Steward Healthcare. Steward Healthcare is the parent of Steward Health Medical Group, which employs primary care physicians and other clinicians around the state. Once all required information has been provided about the sale, HPC will have 30 days to assess potential impacts of the transaction. If the sale is anticipated to have a significant impact on healthcare costs and marketing, HPC can initiate a full cost and market impact review. Steward's financial problems have received widespread attention in recent weeks, and the outlook for its Massachusetts assets remain cloudy. The state says the transactions involving the sale of Steward's 8 Massachusetts hospitals would also require review by the agency and the Department of Public Health. Check up business news. Stocks opened the day in negative territory today. The Dow is down 31. NASDAQ dropped 68. S&P fell 14. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $80 a barrel. Bruins beat Florida 4-3 last night, and they'll be in Tampa Bay tonight at 7:30. Celtics will be in Atlanta tomorrow night at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service, today cloudy, maybe some drizzle and mist, high 57. Cloudy tonight, low 35. Rain tomorrow, heavy at times, high 52. Showers Friday, high 50. Saturday, sunny and breezy, high 53. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeasterly. High tide, 1:46 p.m. Sunrise, 6:34, set at 7:04. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 3:30 this afternoon and 4:30 Thursday afternoon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 27th.